Hey everybody, this is Ren Culp, and I'll be filling in for Madison Ford on this week's episode of the Sidekick Radio Network. It's a short one, but it's a good one, so let's jump in. First up, we have Dire Wit talking about the iPhone 5.
Hello, Cupell High School, and welcome to my first electronics podcast. My name is Dire Wit, and I'm a staff writer for the Sidekick. Today, I'll be talking about the highly anticipated iPhone 5. It seems as if the release of the iPhone 5 is turning into a waiting game for most Apple connoisseurs. As of now, there has not been any official statements from Apple on one of the most anticipated products of the year. The only speculations are coming from internet sites and rumors from unofficial sources. As of now, the predicted release date is October 15, 2011. Fortunately for gadget lovers, Apple has been keeping the public out of the loop, and therefore no one can be certain what the actual date will be. Another issue is what carriers will sell the phone. Carriers like Sprint most definitely lose money if they do not implement the new iPhone into their selection. Likewise, T-Mobile, with their discontinuation of the Sidekick, one of the most popular phones, should pick up the iPhone 5 as a means of staying in competition with big names like AT&T. Recently in the news, an Apple employee has been reported of losing an iPhone 5 prototype in a tequila bar in San Francisco. Potentially leaking many qualities of the phone, the company quickly launched a full-fledged investigation to help return the phone. The phone, however, was sold over the internet to a technology blog called Gizmodo for about 3,000 quid. The majority of iPhones in the past have been released within months of June and July, but in this instance, we still have not heard much from Apple in regards to the phone's release. Until the release, the speculations and rumors will still continue to circulate around the internet, only giving the public a hint of the most spectacular phone ever created.
Thank you for that, Dire. I actually can't wait to buy an iPhone 5. I will be purchasing one, and I'm quite excited to get my hands on it. So stick around for any more news, and you can find Dire's electronic blogs on coppellstudentmedia.com under the blog section. Next, and our last recording for today is by Lance and Annie Nguyen talking about the marching band and what they've been up to.
Hi, I'm Annie Nguyen.
And I'm Lance McCaskey.
And we're here today to provide you with an overview of what the Coppell High School Marching Band has accomplished so far and plans for the future.
This week, the band will be going to the Mesquite Marching Festival.
To be held in Mesquite. And you may or may not have been at the homecoming game at which you saw the band perform a particularly interesting show, because the Coppell High School March Band is not a fluffy band, and we do not include a lot of movements in the show, but we have with us here someone who did attend the homecoming game, and would you like to tell us what you thought of the show?
It was really weird because I'm not used to seeing the band this high end that's gone to state before and done really well dancing, because they're not a dance group, so it was just weird.
Yes, thank you for that.
Thanks, Jay. That was very insightful.
Don't say my name.
So, as he said, this year we have lots of movements. Like, the most popular is the robo dance. Lots of people seem to enjoy the robo dance. They thought it was really cool looking. But it has caused lots of problems. We have to change it to fit the counts better. We have to pretty much adjust it because my hat flew off. I don't know if anyone saw that, but I had to pick up my hat during the chasse and put it back on.
Yes, and since this year is a BOA year, meaning that we will not be going to state this year, we are instead going to the Bands of America contest. This year's marching is definitely more visually focused. We are concentrating more on providing more of a visual than focusing so much on music. Not that we're not focusing on music, we are, but it really is more of, you know, props and cloth and fun dances this year.
Banners and color guard lifting people up off the ground. So we're going to Mesquite. We have a few quotes here from some band members.
Yes, head drum major Jonathan Zuniga, when asked about the upcoming contest, says that he believes that, quote, we'll do as well as we perform, end quote. Basically stating what the whole band has been saying is that if we focus and we get down to it, we will accomplish great things. But as of so far, we haven't really been focusing too hard, and it is taking its toll.
Rehearsals have been rough. Mr. Mason's kind of angry at us right now.
It's been a frustrating start, but we really do have to buckle down. Senior assistant drum major Brandon White had a simple saying of "we'll do fine," basically instating that we have to put our faith into each other, that we will pull off what we intend to pull off. If not, everything will go wrong.
But going to the contest, there's not going to be any big bands there. Usually our main rivals are Duncanville, Rowlett, and Allen, and none of them will be there. They'll all be at a contest called BOA Arlington. It's more of like a little qualifying little district type thing that you're not required to go to. Everyone decided to opt out for that instead of Mesquite, so our only real competition will be Plano, and they haven't really been as successful as we have in the past, so we should do fine.
We'll do fine. Thank you for listening to this babbling of band.
It was fun.
Thank you for that, Lance and Annie. That wraps up our show for this week. Hopefully we'll have more stories next week for you. But until then, you guys have a great weekend.